John Handy, a famous jazz saxophone player from Oakland, told me about, you know, in how in the 60s in the Bay Area and in many cities, they banned the blues in the early 60s because people were getting stabbed and killed. It's not that then people were doing stuff more than they are now. It's just, or than they were before. It's that that happens in life all over the place. You know what I'm saying? When we think of a fight at a party, we, you know, immediately picture black folks at a hip hop show. We don't picture hillbillies at a redneck bar, even though we know that happens all the time. You know, when we think of pimps, we either think of black people or a white guy acting like the image of what black people are. But we don't think of some Willie Nelson type dude in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you know, that has nothing to do with black culture. Because these are the images that are, and we know that exists. You know, we if I say coke dealer, black person pops up in most people's head. When we know the actual facts are that there are way more white coke dealers than black coke dealers. So, you know, we have this image of, and the reason that those images exist are to tell us that there really is no oppression or exploitation, that it's just people making bad choices because of a lack of education or something like that. And you know,
And it's the media that creates that, right?
It's the media that creates that so that we don't fight back.
Now, it seems to me, in here in New York, you got the New York Post. I've never seen such a right-wing piece of crap in my life. We got Fox News, which is more and more popular all the time. Do you see this, like, whole rise in a right-wing media and control of the media and tie in with the Republicans as just getting out of hand?
Well, I see them as being more... Escalating. I see them as being more bold and letting their... You know, letting their colors show, because they feel comfortable in their power. They feel like no one's going to do anything. And Noam Chomsky has a model of the media and how it works. That part of it just basically says that in countries where you know, the idea is that we have democracy, they have to lie to you more because they have to make you feel like you and the people around you are going along with it. But in countries where they know they have military control over you, where it's more overtly fascist, do they tell the truth in the media? Because they know that you are not going to do anything about it. You know, or they feel that you're not going to. And what's happening right now is kind of a transition between that. It's kind of like you had lies for a while. You had the media saying, "Oh, the government is doing all they would say something like they're doing all they can to fight poverty and this and that." So now they're like, you know, let them eat cake. You know, and they're transitioning, and so I think it has to do with the transition in power. So we're going between those two things, where they're being obvious with their fascist ideas, you know, and letting it be known that, about their plan for the world, because more and more they're trying to make it so you can't say anything about it, you know, without risk of going to jail.
I wanted to ask you about, in that same vein, about your infamous album cover with the World Trade Center that was so controversial and just had, you know, got a lot of attention, which was good, actually, because it made people listen to your music. And as you had mentioned to me earlier, that it got reviews from writers who otherwise wouldn't have even listened to the album. But what I wanted to know is, in this age of surveillance, do you feel like you're under surveillance from the government because of that?
Well... You know, I don't.
Is there a click in your phone when you pick it up at home?
You know, there's been that click for years and years. You know, I have no idea.
Since the schoolmaster.
Yeah, I, I have no idea whether they are, and you know, there's no way I could, yeah, no, there's, because whatever I say to somebody over the phone, I'm gonna say in front of 50,000 people. I'm, you know, I think what we need is an above ground movement and not an underground movement, and that's the best way to do it. When I've been in organizations before and someone says, oh, so-and-so is the police, well, what we do is we make them pass out flyers and sweep the floor more, and if they are, then, you know.
You mean in political organizations, yeah, where someone comes in undercover pretending?
Well, where that's what someone, yeah, is accused of, and that's really messed up too, because that type of finger pointing goes on all the time, and that's part of COINTELPRO. But, you know, the sane way to deal with that when someone says, oh, so-and-so is the police, is to operate only based on what you know and what you can know. Well, we don't know if that person is the police. But if they are, they're going to be passing out flyers. They're going to be sweeping up the floor. And, you know, maybe we'll be a little cautious and we won't give them, you know, any sensitive information. But you can't go around paranoid about that, because they can, you know what I'm saying? They can look at whatever they want to. What I'm trying to build is something that is out there, out front. And because I can't do it, we can't organize millions of people with a, you know, whispering in each other's ears. We got to yell it out loud, and that, it doesn't matter what they surveil, they can't stop that.
Did you think about doing a similar album cover for the new one, or no?
Well,
you picked, you know, the new album cover, Pick a Bigger Weapon. That was your choice.
That album cover would have been pretty regular if September 11th didn't happen. It wasn't,
right.
You know, like, as a matter of fact, the reason that happened was because the photographer was like, you know, we were like coming up with, I had some other idea that was going to be too expensive and take too much time to do, and the photographer was like, hey, how about you guys standing in front of the White House with your drum machine, or the drum machine is triggering, blowing up the White House. I was like, man, everybody's blowing up the White House on stuff. That's cliche, you know. And so, and besides that, I didn't think that that's where the seat of power was. It has to do with finances. It has to do with banking. It has to do with money, the corporations. And so the World Trade Center was picked. And by the way, it's, you know, I have a bass tuner and Pam has conductor's wands, and it's supposed to be that our music is destroying capitalism. But that would have been, you know, people thought it was a good cover. All these magazines printed it in August of 2001, like, instead of our different promo shots they could have picked. And that was because they thought that it was a good cover. But, you know, so there's no way I could have picked a cover like